the intro.
Hello and welcome to Coffee with Cashy. I'm your host, Dr. Trevor Cashy. This section is on frustration tolerance in the fabrication, potentiation, and perpetuation of procrastination. This is in the context of chronic procrastination of weight loss. It's a great example. Okay, so if a frustration is an event obstructing you in any of the four domains, which you know are operational, things you want to do, emotional, ways you want to feel, achievement, things you want to strive to accomplish, and fairness, getting what you think you deserve and being treated the way you want to be treated, then frustration tolerance is level-headedness when experiencing a frustration in any and or all of those domains at varying levels of intensity. If a person appraises a frustration in excess of their frustration tolerance, then they will start harboring distorted BS about that frustration. In other words, they'll fabricate, potentiate, and in many cases perpetuate a belief system about this frustration that deviates from reality. It's different from what's actually happening or what can happen. Now, this BS, this belief system, they tell themselves will almost invariably be rigid, absolute, and dogmatic. This is the way it is, it's the only way it can be, and I'm sticking to it. In everyday language, this manifests itself as commandingness and demandingness of yourself, others, and the situation at large by the incorporation of vague, extreme, and typically dichotomous language. Should, must, have to, need, all, nothing, always, never, none, every. Although people are quite creative in their use of language, so this, at its best, is a partial list of common words. This dichotomousness creates a tricky situation, mostly because the real world involves things like probability, and there are practically always more outcomes than the ones generated by the person making demands, or more specifically, more outcomes than the person demands there should be. Since there are most always more than two things that can happen in the real world, this means that the BS around the frustration belief systems are rooted in a false dichotomy, which by default means it deviates from reality. See where this gets funkified? In short, they are distortions. It's a distorted belief system. They're harboring distorted BS. And it is the lackadaisical dumping of all possible results into the trophy case or the trash bin. Telling yourself distorted BS, harboring belief systems that deviate from reality, cause problems. Well, because the real world will be consistently conflicting with what you believe. That causes all sorts of disturbances. This, as you know, is one of maybe the primary cause of disturbance in an otherwise healthy person. An otherwise healthy person that harbors operational, emotional, and achievement and fairness disturbances, which they upgrade from mere frustrations. They get into double trouble and upgrade that frustration into a disturbance because their beliefs conflict with reality. And that is representative of unsanity. It is insane. Demands and distortions will invariably lead to disturbance. A disturbance of this nature is in an otherwise healthy person is insane. Procrastination, frustration avoidance by delay, is insane. And it starts with frustration tolerance. Underlying this everyday language of commandingness, right, the shoulds, the musts, the have-tos, the needs, etc., because of the dichotomous nature of commands and demands, there is an implied or else. Since a person or the situation can either meet demands or bend to the will of the commander, it foolishly forces the outcome of a situation to either be exactly what the person wanted, 0% bad, or else it is 100% bad, the worst type of bad. It's a disaster. This is inherent in the nature of black and white and commanding BS. This is the implicit consequence of taking something a person wants, even if they want it strongly, distorting reality, and then inflating it into something they should have, they need, or have to have it, they must have it, or else it is 100% bad, horrible, terrible, awful, a disaster, and they can't stand it. Okay? Seems rather extreme when mentioned this way, and in many cases, it also appears comically ridiculous, okay? y'all have seen a teenager throw a tantrum about how the world is just everything's against them. Well, that's, you know, you think it's limited to teenagers? because it is ridiculous. It is comical. Okay. However, most people just think that their distorted reality is more important than the teenager's distorted reality, but it's exactly the same, okay? Anyway, however, it only appears that way when a person is level-headed and thinking rationally. Typically, this is after a person calms and is looking back or observing somebody else. Now, think about this term in terms of procrastination, frustration by delay. What is the typical logic for the delay? It's the thought of addressing the situation, the frustration. It's too much. It's too hard. It's too difficult to deal with. And they can't bear it. Not even the thought of addressing it. In other words, it's overwhelmingly bad. Before addressing it, it's overwhelmingly bad. The judgment's already passed. This is why frustration tolerance is the single most important character trait when resolving frustrations in life, because and overcoming procrastination, when encountering a frustrating stimulus, S, okay? Having frustration tolerance in reserve affords you the opportunity to think rationally and act deliberately for a purpose-filled response, at R, and dramatically improve your chances of a constructive outcome, at O, for the SRO cycle. And ideally, a full resolution of the frustrating stimulus. That's ideal. So let's take the example of weight loss and the role frustration tolerance plays in the perpetuation of self-sabotage, particularly in the context of procrastination, which, reviewing the previous definition, is frustration aversion by delay. So here's some distorted BS incorporating the demanding language for something in the context of weight loss. I must lose 40 pounds in the next 3 months, which means I should lose over 3 pounds a week, so I need to eat perfectly and have to exercise every day. Underlying this everyday language, because of the all-or-nothing nature of commands and demands, you either do it or you fail, there is an implied or else. Hopefully stated in this way, you can see how this language begets all-or-nothing distortions of reality and how that, by default, implies the or else. Quite the pressure this person is putting on themselves. I must lose 40 pounds in the next 3 months. I should lose over 3 pounds a week. I need to eat perfectly and have to exercise. Oh, wow, that's a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure. That pressure builds. This or else is what people leverage as permission to upset themselves about the future, which then prompts them to delay acting in the present. Ah. Assuming the person has enough frustration tolerance to get the ball rolling, if they harbor a bunch of distorted BS, belief systems, about their goal, then they'll continue drawing from their frustration tolerance and fast as they start fabricating more BS about the future. More BS about other frustrations that may happen. Or else, okay, fabricating the BS about the future, or else I'll have failed. And that's horrible. And that means everything is worthless and I'm terrible and I can't stand it. Because a person harbors this all or nothing BS, their outcome is now paradoxically dependent, back to the paradoxical stuff, it's now paradoxically dependent on chance and on perfection. Because logic. Dependent on the chance the universe will roll out the red carpet for them, and dependent on the perfection of their behavior and everyone else's behavior to boot, at all times, every time, for the foreseeable future. On a scale of 0 to 10, how well do you think a person will be able to impose order on a situation like this? The answer is, of course, I'll think about trying to start tomorrow. How many times can a person grant themselves permission to delay in a single sentence? Too many times. Because of this absurd grandiosity, because that's what it is, the presumption a person can impose order in such a way they can ignore chance and behave perfectly and have everyone else behave perfectly catches up with them fast, typically in the form of some pressure they feel to act perfectly and make the universe bend to their will. Because it's quite the position to put yourself in, you know, asserting yourself as godlike. Those are some big shoes to fill, as it were. Now, as luck would have it, it's far, far easier to demand you act perfect and that everyone else acts perfect and the universe bends to your commands than actually making it happen. This increases the level of pressure, starting to frustrate you in the operational domain. So this pressure that builds up from having to fulfill those demands, it starts to impact your ability to do things, okay? Frustrates you operationally. What happens if there's an operational obstruction? There's a delay. putting off reviewing your plan, putting off keeping track of what you eat and how you ate and your weight, putting off activity, putting off regular meals with regular amounts at regular times. The pressure to perform perfectly and have the universe bend to your will becomes an operational frustration. It makes it harder to do what you should do to achieve what you have to achieve, which must happen or else. As you use your BS to feed that minor operational frustration, it grows up big and strong into a major operational frustration. If a person wants to lose weight and then frustrates the operations involved with weight loss by delaying, well, then things get weird, especially when an arbitrary timeline is put on that weight loss, eh? Why? Because this is where the BS, the belief systems, the person's been telling themselves about weight loss start conflicting with the reality of weight loss. And the reality of their behavior in the context of the weight loss they demand they must have or else. But what takes precedence here? The BS a person tells themselves or reality? Where's the precedence? The answer is, of course, I'll get back to it on Monday. How can they do what they must do? Eat perfectly and exercise like a madman, of course, to achieve what they have to achieve, 3.33333 pounds per week, or else this is horrible and I'm a fat, terrible, worthless slob and I can't stand it. As the pressure continues building, that oh shit machine revs up. That space between stimulus and response starts to think, and the thinking and feeling and urging gets weird. You start thinking about the future, specifically how it may be subject to future frustrations. This pressure feels bad. It feels bad, even though it's fabricated, it feels bad. And so every time it feels bad, the oh shit machine turns on, the space between stimulus and response shrinks, okay? Impulsivity builds, and you get that urge to avoid what is bad, the frustration in the future that's been fabricated. It sets in quite fast that literally every single little thing matters, and it matters gravely at all times, now and into the foreseeable future. Why? Because they demand it does, it must, it should, it has to, or else. It has to be perfect, or everything will be a total disaster, and I can't stand it because of all these future frustrations. What kind of future frustrations? Well, the future frustrations they fabricate, of course. Sound familiar? So now this poor, unsane soul has made distorted and ridiculous demands of themselves and the universe. This frustrates their ability to operate, which causes the delay. As their operational frustrations grow, it will become more and more apparent that they may fail. And if they might fail, since they feed themselves the black and white BS, it means invariably they will fail. So why bother? Why bother? Why bother even checking? See how this loops together? So instead of auditing the BS they tell themselves, because their view of reality must be the correct view, or else, they instead double down on their dire need to have things perfect, which adds even more pressure, which they then leverage as permission to continuously delay things, like regular activity and purposeful eating, until they'll realize they'll never hit their goal. So why bother? Okay. I'll think about trying to start again on Monday. See how this is tying together? That's all she wrote today. Thank you for learning. Stay rational. Stay rational. Until next time. Want to continue having coffee with Dr. Cashy? Head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It is very much appreciated. Thank you, and see you next week. Dr. Cashy is out!